escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And a happy Friday afternoon on the Pomp and Joe Show. Pomp and Joe, not here. I am Jason Mackey. I am here. I'm almost positive. Yes. Yes, I'm here. Sean Myers, behind the glass producing. What's up, my friend? How are you?
I am wonderful. How about you, Jason?
Doing great, man. Happy to be in here. It's been a long time since we worked together. I'm excited about that.
I will say that Joe set a high bar yesterday for you.
Okay. What
many,
did you do?
Many are calling it the best show that he has put together in ages.
Really?
It was,
and that's a long list.
Yes.
Given Joe's proficient radio career.
Yes.
Illustrious.
No doubt the highlight
career.
Was the final hour that was completely impromptu when Tyler
Kennedy. As opposed to the other hours
impromptu. That's a valid point. Yes. Valid point. Tyler Kennedy brought us a nice little surprise. Joe had
some
no
Casparitis
idea this
crunchers.
Was coming. Yes. Darius Casparitis, who Joe told me was maybe his favorite player ever to cover. Came in here and they spent an hour together. It was great.
That's fantastic. And Casper is a character too, as you learned yesterday.
Yeah, he promised me beforehand he was not going to swear because the first thing that came to Joe's mind is you're going to have to use the dump button a lot with him.
Yeah. Well, like most hockey players who are unconditioned on the radio side. Have you ever seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Is that
not.
Reference going to land at all?
Well, I know it's a like 80s movie, whatnot. I'm not Joel Nelson, who's completely oblivious, but I've not seen it now.
Yeah. So he looks like Sean Penn's character. Took me a second. Jeff Spicoli.
Which this is like a 20-year-old Sean Penn, right?
Right.
Like they were very
right.
young back then.
Right. Like the older crowd, I'm 41, and we're off the rails already, which is great. I love it. The older crowd will get that. Aloha, Mr. Hand. Nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
Who all was in that movie? Was Molly Ringwald? Was she was like very popular back
see,
in those
that's
days.
Where my brain breaks down. I can quote movies. I can't tell you.
Was Emilio Estevez?
No, that was The Breakfast Club.
Okay. See, I kind of think of those similarly.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I get it. Like they're 80s movies set around high school. And like I know the actors to see them. And I just don't know their names. Maybe I should, but no, it's really good. Sean Penn's the most notable, and his character is this like stoner named Jeff Spicoli, who's all about like surfing waves, dude. And Mr. Hand is the taskmaster teacher, and like Spicoli shows up in the classroom eating a pizza. It's tremendous, and it looks exactly like Darius Casparitis. Like Darius Casparitis could have starred in that movie.
Did you see him yesterday, by the way?
I did not. No. I've seen him somewhat recently.
He looks very good.
He does.
You would think a guy that was a bruiser like him, and I think he said he broke his nose like 7 or 8 times, you would think he'd be looking a little rough. He is. He's looking as good as he did probably in his mid-20s at this point.
Well, that's great. I loved Casparitis, man. I loved his playing style. I was a big fan growing up here, and he's a good quote, character, as we're talking about. That had to be just a I did not hear that. That had to be a fantastic hour.
Good thing
though.
The Odyssey app exists. You
That's
can go
right.
back and listen to it.
I could. You're very right. I should go back and do that. But anyway, it's Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Sean Myers producing. We're going to have a great show. I'm really excited about this. It's a game day, sort of. A football Friday, sort of. We have fake football on Saturday. There's actually a lot to discuss here. And I was sort of, I don't know, bummed, depressed, something. I mean, it's the first preseason game, right? Like, I shouldn't have expected Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf and, you know, anybody else of note to play, and they're not. But I don't think this one lacks for intrigue. I really don't. I want to get into a lot of those storylines, what we're expecting. I was listening to Adam and Doran finish off the show talking about their game balls. I'd like to give my game balls. We'll just throw balls all around. And yeah, so there's some interesting storylines with that one. And then the Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell talk. I want to get into that a little bit. What should the Steelers do? What's a bridge too far? Are they wrong? And it's got me conflicted. Sean, let's get this out there first. Where do you fall on the contract talk with those two guys? Do you have a harsh opinion either way?
So this is more an issue that I have specifically with professional athletes and in particular NFL players. If you sign the contract, to me, holding out then or holding in this instance, complaining and wanting a new deal, 1 year into a multi-year deal is not the way to go about it. Mm-hmm. And I do not like that. I will almost never take the player's side, while understanding that the NFL also works the other way, where teams can move off of players. They could cut them basically at any time when a lot of money is left onto the table. But I think the man we're going to have on in about an hour, Ray Fittipaldi, said this yesterday. If Cam wanted to bet on himself, knowing that he was coming off of an injury plague and below his standard year in 2023, he kind of settled for a lesser deal, right? But he could have gone with a short-term prove-it deal, had a great season, and then cashed in with a much more lucrative one. He didn't go that route. He signed a multi-year deal. So to me, I would say that it's awfully tough to take Cam's side knowing that he signed that, and then after one very good year, he wants to renegotiate and rip it up and get more money. I also think more people than not, while they love the player, Cam Hayward, understand that it's the Steelers' best interest to try to get, you know, reasonable deals with these guys, because they're going to have more flexibility. If they can save $5 million, $10 million on a player like Cam Hayward, obviously you want to keep him around, but you want that extra flexibility. You want the team to maximize all the money it might have.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm looking at that. I think Boswell may be a little bit different because, again, we mentioned, for me, the biggest issue with Cam is that he just less than a year ago agreed to something. And to me, if you make that decision to agree to the contract, you have to understand, hey, if I have a big year, I'm agreeing to something that's going to ultimately, you know, undervalue my contributions. But he made that decision 11 months ago. So yeah. I have a hard time siding with him in this scenario, although I don't like the fact that NFL contracts are not guaranteed and players are on the raw end of the deal far too often as well.
Yeah, I'm conflicted. And here's why I'm conflicted. And a lot of what you said, I agree with. At the same time, I can also look at this from a player standpoint and see that Cam Hayward is criminally underpaid. I think Chris Boswell is criminally underpaid. Like, these guys deserve their money. They have leverage. They're valuable commodities. Why should they not do this? And so I want to have sort of an inner dialogue from the player standpoint, from the fan standpoint, from the team standpoint. There are two sides here. There are two sides here. And that's why I rolled the ball out to you, Sean. Like, if somebody has a hard and fast take, that's fine, and I give them credit for it. And they, believe me, feel however you want about this. But I do think both sides have a valid argument. As a fan, you look at this and say, dude, we just did your contract. The team just paid you. What do you want? I want a raise. You want a raise. Everybody around here wants a raise. You did your contract. But let's talk about why this annoys us. I also think there's a greater discussion here, and this is sideways of the Hayward and Boswell point, but it's something I want to bring up and kick around with listeners, with you, Sean. This is a modern sports annoyance, right? Contract stuff. I'm upset with my contract. 15 years ago, it might have happened, not with the frequency that it's happening now. This is something that is sliding. It has gotten extreme. It's most extreme in the NFL, but hearing constantly about contracts. And I want to talk about modern sports annoyances because I have some grievances to air. I don't know about you. I don't know about anybody listening, but let those thoughts roll around in your head. What about sports today annoys you? Do you get tired hearing of contract talk? I do. I'll tolerate it for a little bit. I don't want this Steelers season to be defined by TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell. I'm upset about my contract. I want this. And I don't, it's not even whining. Like, again, I understand where the players are coming from. I'd probably do the same thing if I was a player. But I can also understand as a fan, you want to hear about your team winning. We just did this. I want to hear about playoff wins. I want to hear about things that are going well, performance on the field, get in there with your teammates, go to work. You're paid in a different solar system than the rest of us. I don't have the stomach for it. But like, if you were Boswell, if you were Cam Hayward, and you were paid that much lower than people you were doing more work than, people you were performing better than, and you had the leverage and you had the opportunity to make a statement to your bosses, you bet your butt you would do that. I mean, come on.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A conflicting way of looking at this situation, and I don't see it has to be this way, it has to be that way here. I just don't. Both sides have valid arguments. We're also not going to run through strictly Steelers stuff today. I won't do it. I don't want to do it. There's a lot going on in the world of the Pirates, believe it or not. Not necessarily a pennant chase, no surprise to anybody out there, but this week featured some talk about a Paul Skenes extension. I'm pretty close to the situation. I have plenty that I can share on that front. I have plenty that I know over time, intel from both sides. I want to try to separate fact from fiction. I had Sean play the clip of Andrew Filippone bringing Dan Zangrilli on and what he asked Dan, which was a valid, interesting question. I have Dan's answer, which was a truthful and insightful answer. And somewhere that broke down. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if it was the idea of Andrew live tweeting what Dan was saying. It probably was, if we're being honest, and sort of people reacting to it. And now we're having a bunch of talk about a potential Paul Skeens extension. It's useless. It's useless fodder. But there is a way to talk about this that actually makes sense. I swear. Not necessarily the Skeens extension, but Skeens and the future of the Pirates, where they go, Skeens in the middle of it, what happens this offseason. There's a bunch going on with this team. So we'll get into all that as well. That was Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. That's a rundown of what to expect on today's show. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Sean, I was in Washington last night for the Pony League World Series Fan Fest. Have you ever been down that way for that event?
No, I've been to the Wild Things Park and whatnot. That's probably the extent of my journey down there.
It was a good time, man. It was a really good time. It was outside of a Dick's Sporting Goods, which was actually somewhat new. They moved locations, but anyway, a whole bunch of people competing in the Pony League World Series were there. It was just a fantastic event. I wanted to shout that out real quick before we got into the guts of our topic. But that thing starts tonight. It's at Lou Hayes Pony Field. Super cheap to get in. If you're under 14, it's $5, $8 for adults. You can get a whole pass for $30. It runs tomorrow through the 13th. That's Wednesday. And you're going to see some great baseball. I saw it last night. It was just a ton of fun. Teams from 10 different countries, I believe, or 10 teams from a whole bunch of countries, United States, and then four additional as well. There's a Washington team, a South Hills team. Some great entertainment there. It was a good time. So,
did you hear Pony was hyping you up going against these players? Yes.
You beat me, too. We were
not
talking about that.
Yes.
So I got approached by a couple of people last night and said, hey, did you hear Pony was talking about you on the radio? And it was not just me, like a team of people at the Fan. Could they beat a Pony League team? I'm not sure we could. Some good ball, man. I'm not sure I'd be worth much of anything.
Now, how old are they?
13 and 14.
13 and 14.
Yeah. What was Pony saying? I've never actually listened to the clip.
Well, Donnie said that he did not think that we could form a team. Maybe a couple guys would fare all right, but we would not be able to form an entire team.
Yeah, I'm with Donnie on that.
That would be able to compete with them. Where Pony was saying, like, yes, they're very skilled, but they're just so small compared to us, and we would have a former NFL player, a couple of former college players, including yourself, and believe it or not, Mr. Callis. So the argument was just physically, we would be so far ahead of them that we would win. That was Pony's side. Donnie saying, no, we're not athletic. Many of us never were athletic. The other ones are past their prime type of situation. So I thought about this and I went back and forth. I really don't know. I would assume I would not like our odds, but I guess it would all come down to who's actually assembled on the team and where everyone would be playing. Because that's another question.
No, we'd get our butts kicked. Let's just be honest here.
I mean, are we going to have?
I don't know who would contribute for us. Like, Doran's going to be good. I would hope that I don't embarrass myself. I don't know if I'm going to be good.
Donnie said Doran obviously can hit a softball very far. Hitting a baseball against a pitcher who's, you know, locating and using different types of pitches is a lot different than hitting a softball.
And Callis turned around 90. That was impressive. I'll give him that. You think Crowley's touching something? I don't.
No.
I think Pony might be one of our, like, 3, 4, 5, 6 hitters.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't like our odds. I don't like our odds.
There'd also be a little bit, you know, like baseball's different than other sports, but there might be even just a slight hesitation. Are we going 100%? Because if we let off the gas at all, we are we are not going to fare well. You would have
Why would we let off the gas?
Because you're going against 13-year-olds, and that maybe is just a natural tendency.
Oh, I don't care. It's like Kramer in the judo class, karate class, not judo.
Do you play like dodgeball with little kids and just drill them in the face too?
I don't, but I mean, I wouldn't drill them in the face, but I don't know. Are you supposed to let your kids win?
No, I'm saying if there's a second of hesitation, though, it would be costly.
Yeah.
You would have to go cutthroat the entire way.
I mean, I'm not going to throw at them, but I'm not going to like lob
what
it in
they
there.
Throw at you?
But maybe if I deserve it, then great. Plunk me. I don't have any problem. No, I mean, we're not talking like illegal stuff. I'm not going in spikes high into second base or like dropping his shoulder or going down the first base line, but I'd be scrapping for all I could do, man, especially if I'm pitching. I'm not letting up. My goodness, they'll probably take me yard.
Starkey would probably go in spikes first.
To each their own, man. No, I'm definitely not that dude like playing volleyball with little kids, just taking them out. Absolutely not. But I don't know. I beat my kids sometimes, like in video games. I guess I should make sure I clarify that quickly. I don't always let them win. You need to learn how to lose. There's times when they're little, it's a little different, but you know, can't just have it easy.
Texters are saying we would get crushed.
Yeah. Texters
Pony
right.
League team, especially if it's like the best Pony League team.
Yeah. Any one of them competing, we don't have a chance. And who says, I'm going to quote Mike Tomlin, who says we're going to make the routine plays routinely? Absolutely not. There's no way. If there is a ball hitting the gap, unless it's, I don't know, Doran or maybe me, frankly, that might be something I'm actually equipped to do. Maybe Crowley could chase that down. I don't know.
But I think the working
Cavalli,
theory
I love him. He's
you,
not chasing down a double in the gap.
You were going to be pitching is what I think they were speculating.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of balls in the gap. At least those that stay in the yard. All right. All right. Back on the tracks. Let's talk about this Hayward and Chris Boswell thing, though. Really. Because I'm fascinated by it. It's similar to T.J. Watt. Like the narrative around T.J. Watt, people were kind of over it. I remember at the height of that thing, Pomp put out a poll, and more people were siding with Pomp about, you know, don't give him the money, trade him. People wanted to move on. And I think it's an interesting place that this team finds itself. Probably the result of not winning in the playoffs, the result of, you know, any number of frustrations coming up short. Whatever, I think patience is kind of worn out with some of this stuff. That's a very quick retort when discussing Hayward and Boswell wanting more money. What have you done? What have you done? And also, if we're going to take the, I don't want, fan side, maybe the negative side, we'll say that. You just signed a contract for Cam Hayward, 3 years, over $50 million. Doing okay, signing bonus over 20. I don't really see anything wrong with that. You're compensated very well for somebody in their mid 30s who could trail off at any time. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it, I go through and think about his average salary. 22nd. I've seen 22nd and 23rd, depending on what service you want to use. But according to Over the Cap, it's 22nd, $14.5 million. Look at some of the money that got thrown around this offseason. You've got interior defensive linemen making well north of $20 million. Milton Williams at 26. Zach Allen had an extension almost 26. Javon Hargrave, old friend, he got more. I mean, Cam is very much underpaid, relatively speaking. And Cam's also, I would venture to guess, is not looking to make Chris Jones money. Well over 30 mil. He wants to be compensated for somebody who made first team All-Pro. And I think there's a difference here. I do think there's a line in the sand to draw where if Cam's looking for a completely reworked contract, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. I don't think you're going to get much sympathy there based on what happened with Watt, based on what happened, you know, Steelers precedent, frankly. Like, do you think this is enough to challenge their precedent of not negotiating contracts with multiple years left unless you're a quarterback? I don't think it is. I don't think you have that case. You just did a contract. Sean, as you said, that was your opportunity. That was your pick up the bat and swing it at the pinata, and whatever falls out, man, that's what you get.
Now, no one, I mean, beyond the rookie contracts, and I do think the franchise tag is difficult, right? Because it kind of, you know, allows a team to keep a guy around for potentially 7 years from when they start. But beyond that, once you reach free agency, no one forces you to sign a multi-year deal if you think you're being undervalued in that deal. And that's what I keep going back to is Hayward could have said, I'm going to do a one-year prove-it deal and then cashed in if he had gone that route. He didn't.
But he didn't want to. And that's his own decision now. And you have to live with that. But at the same time, Sean, I mean, look at how he's compensated. Look at what he's making compared to the rest of the league. Doesn't he deserve an advance on that money?
I know a lot of people said that he gets a signing bonus, what, like in March of 2026?
Roster bonus. You're going to advance the bonus.
That you could front load to now.
Right.
So yeah, something like that, you know, there's a way to work around it. But the question is, what exactly does he want? Would that appease him?
Well, yeah.
Does he want more than that? You know, that becomes more difficult. So I don't know those situations with either of the guys. But again, I'm looking at it from the perspective of no one forces you to sign a multi-year deal that you think is going to ultimately undervalue. All of these players, they know, okay, I'm signing, let's say, TJ Watt. He signs a contract to make him the richest paid defensive player in football. That's not going to last more than a few months when Micah Parsons signs it. So 3 years from now, 2 years from now, Watt realizes that money that he's making, he's going to be, what, maybe not even in the top five at that point amongst defensive paid players.
And then we got to redo it.
But that's what you sign up for. If you're going to a long-term deal, you have to realize as the contract progresses, the money relative to other players and relative to cap is going to mean less and less.
I know.
You have to understand that when you make that decision to sign multi-year deals.
I know. That's the way this works. You can't, I mean, if we're going to go back and restructure, and I'm going to go over to the other side now. If we're going to go back and restructure every single deal because the player outperforms that, what are we doing here? Like, that's the entire idea of contracts and business and building a team and finding value. Like, yeah, of course, the player and the agent, you're going to try to juice the team for every single dollar that you can, as you should. But, like, that's your swing. That's your opportunity. We're not going to do this every year, are we? We shouldn't.
I hope not.
It's annoying. It's silly. Like, people are underpaid based on their performance all the time. And that extends far outside the NFL, of course. I mean, come on. But you're telling me, so every player who has a really good year, but he's not on a contract that pays him at the top of his position, now if the Steelers acquiesce to this, aren't they setting a precedent that that player should just do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Steelers have long said that they don't negotiate when there's multiple years left, right?
Correct.
And Hayward has multiple years left.
The only thing, I guess. Again, we don't know what Cam said, one, because he didn't talk yesterday, which I thought was foolish. This is out there. Just address it and squash it and say what you want, but that's a separate opinion. And if he wants a new contract, again, I think it's absurd. I don't like that. But if he wants an advance on money that is already owed to him and he's performed, that's sort of the loophole here that I can get down with. I'm not going to get offended if his beef is like, look at the roster bonus I'm due next year. It's almost $13 million, $12.95. And he says, I've performed. I mean, I'm Cam Hayward. I deserve this. Look at what the rest of the people are making. I can't imagine the Steelers would have a big issue with that. I also don't know why we're doing this now. Like, if this was an ask, make the ask. And are the Steelers really turning this down? Are they really saying, no, Cam, you're asking for, you know, an advance on this you know, roster bonus that you're getting, it's basically $6.5 million, we'll say, to use some round numbers. It doesn't affect their cap. They have the cap space to do it. Cam deserves it. Like, I just don't understand what would prohibit that from getting done to the point where he's holding in and the Steelers have a need to team build. You want Hayward there, theoretically. I don't know. I think that can kind of be overstated. It's preseason. He's not going to play in the preseason game anyway. He's been out there, this, that, and the other. But ideally, you would want Cam there. All right, we got to take a break. Fan text lines brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. This is an interesting topic, or at least it's interesting to me. The two sides, Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell, are they right? Are they wrong? We can make a case on the player side. We can make a case on the fan side. I think there's part of it where you can easily criticize them and say this is stupid. I can also see it through the player's eyes and understand what they want. I think it depends on what they want. We don't really know. That's something from a media perspective I would criticize. Just speak. Be there. If you have these demands, if you're not on the field, don't you owe somebody an explanation? I'd say you probably do. We have a couple calls that have rolled in so far. If you've got an opinion, 412-928-9370, you know the number. Let's have a conversation about it. We'll have some fun. We also have Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette coming along at 11 a.m. He'll join us to join the discussion and also get you ready for Steelers-Jags on Saturday night. Jason Mackey in for Pomp and Joe, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. A happy Friday to you. It's a football weekend, finally. We've waited so long for this, talking a lot of Steelers, talking a lot of Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell, contract situation, who's right, who's wrong, should they do something? It's fascinating to sort of understand the different sides of this, frankly. I find it difficult to come down on one side or the other because I understand the frustration, the fan sentiment, looking at it internally. I also understand it from a player's perspective, when you're compensated the way they are. And you know, you can look at it from a historical perspective and say, is this precedent? Is this just expected now? And it has been happening. For me to sit here and say that it hasn't or it shouldn't, it's kind of a waste of time, because it is. It's reality. It's the new reality of professional sports. That leads to a discussion I want to have a little bit later in the show about things about professional sports now that annoy me. They probably annoy you. And it's just not the way it used to be, and I sort of miss that. We'll get into that a little bit more. I do want to head out to the phone lines in just about 10 seconds. First, want to do clarify something. I was talking about the Pony League World Series, and games 1 and 2 are tonight. I don't know if I said something differently. Somebody said something on Twitter that was correcting me. I was always aware that they were tonight, but just to let you know in case you had wanted to head down there, they are tonight. Game 1 starts at 4:30, game 2 at 7:30. So, all right. Set out the phone lines where we find some patiently waiting people. Troy and Kennedy, you're on the fan. What's up, Tony? Tony.
All good, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for the vine. I appreciate it. Yep. I think I want to start with something that Aaron Rodgers, a guy who's getting paid less this year than he has in past years, said last week, which was they get paid like kings to play a game that they love. Cameron Hayward has made $131 million as a Steeler. His dad, also a professional football player. His brother, also a professional football player. There is one thing left for Cam to do, and that's win a Super Bowl. But what he's really doing right now is just kind of being a distraction and kind of destroying the chemistry. Not only
he's destroying the chemistry and being a distraction? How?
Is he in there taking reps next to guys who he's going to be taking reps with or not?
Yeah, he's participated in a lot of things. He's been out there every day and working with teammates. The guy on the field said that it hasn't been a distraction. Keanu Benton said that they've been helping guys individually. I can keep going if you want to.
Is he in there taking reps?
Tony, do you need to see him tackle somebody? If he doesn't tackle somebody, Cam Hayward's a distraction. That's all he has not done. He has not tackled anybody.
You're really focusing on that one word. What about the $131 million? That's the point of my phone call, not distraction. The money that he's already got, $131 million.
All right. What's your point? So if he gets the 131, he should stop? He should not care? Like he does something that people will pay for.
A game that he loves I'm saying he's got enough money playing the game that he loves at the age of 37 where you yourself said he could drop off at any second. He's going to make $14 million, bro. You don't think that's enough for a guy that has $131 million? When does it stop becoming about looking at other players in the league and looking at yourself? Maybe if he stopped looking at other players, he could look at the tape of Derrick Henry running all over his ass last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, man, you're going to have an opinion, maybe a counter opinion. I don't know. But I don't view that as a distraction. I don't think he set the Steelers back. If he was looking at tape of Derrick Henry running all over their ass, I don't know if that's going to change the results. So thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
I will say one thing, Jason. Yep. I don't like Hayward's stance necessarily, but he is certainly not the only pro athlete or football player who does this stuff. It is very common. So I don't think you could single him out, right?
No, you can't.
He's not the bad guy. This is what professional athletes do.
And I mean, look, you can dislike it, but he has a skill and does something that below 1% of the world, you know, 0.0001% of us can do. And he should bang that drum for all it's worth, man. Go get yours.
There's multiple star players right now who are demanding trades in the NFL as well. It's obviously not to that level. This is just what happens most times.
And you know what, Sean? Like, I shouldn't have come down on Tony the way I did because you're also allowed to dislike it. I'm also allowed to say I think you're an idiot and you're being selfish. So Tony's allowed to say that too. All right, let's go to Michael. What's up, man? You're on the fan.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, so, you know, what I really just don't like and understand lately is how much control these players have in their contracts and their deals. So you were just getting to, so Cam's pretty much participated in what the minimum he has to still potentially not lose money. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, he's been around quite a bit. I mean, to the point that, like, we kind of were all fooled that he wasn't. That he was even holding in because, like, he's been in uniform and going through individual drills. It's just like 11 on 11 and tackling he hasn't done, which he's also at his age, like, they might be trying to preserve him. So nobody thought anything of it. Sorry, it's a long-winded response.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah, because
so what's your take on it, Michael? You know, I'm running out of time. Are you upset?
I'm very upset. I mean, it's not like I can do these kind of things at my job and just, you know, not show up whenever I want to. And one last thing. So why not make it in the contracts more? So if he's all complaining and stuff about how he had such a good year, why not just advocate more in the contract for player incentive bonuses? You know, like, hey, I get a sack. There's another, you know, couple thousand or whatever dollars.
Hey,
like,
nothing wrong with that, man.
I don't understand. Like, why is that not more upfront in these players' contracts?
Yeah.
Thanks.
You got it, man. Appreciate the call. Valid point, Sean.
Yeah,
you have your
opportunity
for bonuses. If you perform, get paid.
It makes sense, and we do see that included sometimes. Usually it feels like those are the type of incentives that are put in there for guys who are coming off of an injury-plagued year, which is what Cam was coming off of when he signed this less than a year ago. One thing I will say, and I know you've covered a lot of baseball and a lot of hockey, I hate how confusing and complicated NFL contracts are, how they count towards the cap, how they're not guaranteed. It's like, I like the NHL model. You know, every year, this is how much this guy counts, and it's the average over the life of his contract. That is way more simple to deal with, way more straightforward.
You're stealing a little bit of my thunder from the modern sports annoyances. You know where baseball makes up ground, though? With, like, service time and service time manipulation. Baseball's lapping the field. The fact that you can create service time, Super 2, years of control, arbitration, all this stuff, I understand it. But, like, when people complain about it, 75% of the time they're wrong.
Because it's confusing, even for people who try to follow it.
It is, and you shouldn't have to have a master's degree in economics or some sort of, like, you know, key to the secret club to understand the sport that you love.
There's no doubt hockey is the most simplistic, straightforward.
It is. It's the easiest one to understand cap-wise. Yep. And the NFL is, I don't like it at all. But all right, let's try to squeeze in a couple more. We got to get to a break in about 2-3 minutes. Ray Fittipaldo coming up at 11 o'clock. I don't want to keep Raymond waiting. Rob and Cranberry, what's up, Rob?
What I'm struggling with is, our defenses, our run defense has been 11th and 12th the last couple of years. I don't understand why Watt and all these guys feel that they deserve to get paid. What have they done? And the second thing is, it's like they're mediocre. It's like the president that they've set in Pittsburgh is, as long as you're mediocre, you're going to get paid, or we should be happy with winning seasons.
Yeah. I mean, to the point of what have they done, I mean, wasn't long ago TJ at least should have been defensive player of the year and also was defensive player of the year. Cam was a first team all pro. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's fairly substantial. Yes, they didn't win a playoff game. Is that entirely Cam Hayward's fault? No.
They quit in the playoff last year. But
yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but like, that's one guy out of 22, more than 22. I can't take the Steelers quitting out on Cam Hayward's contract. I don't think that's fair. But I understand why people are upset. Like, you want as a fan, Rob, you want to have the focus be on the field and about how to fix this, not about how the guy who just got a contract last year gets another contract. Of course.
Either. I think the league needs to fix this, because I feel bad for the players, because they get screwed if they get hurt or they get cut. I think both sides need to be held to the contract, not just like the team can get out of the contract. So I feel both sides, they just need to fix it.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, man. All right, let's go to Mike in Johnstown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. I have a problem with the Hayward situation. I mean, yes, he's underpaid, but he agreed to that contract last year. Okay. If I'm Omar Khan, this is how I handle this negotiation. I come out in the press and say, well, I was going to make a run at a number two wide receiver, which we all know we need, but apparently I have to handle Cam Hayward's contract again. I mean, it's incredibly selfish. If he was going to bet on himself, he should have done a one-year contract last year. That's just how I feel about it.
Sure. I get that opinion. It's an interesting strategy for Omar, and thank you for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. I didn't think of that, Sean. What if Omar would come out and say, well, we were going to sign a safety or a wide receiver, but we don't want anybody to be sad, so we're going to handle those contracts.
This is what, I mean, years ago, he was supposed to be the best at this, right? This is exactly what he is used to dealing with, figuring out how the numbers work and fit together.
Yeah, and they will. And they'll move money around, and these guys will get paid, and they'll get an advance of their bonus, and all of the, they'll be on the field. Like, I don't think this is any sort of a big deal. It's just annoying. I understand, and I understand the players wanting to get paid. Believe me, I don't even begrudge them. They should want to get paid. It's a dangerous game. One play in your life and your family's life could be forever disrupted. I understand the risk involved. You should try to get every dollar while you can. But, it's annoying. It's annoying. You keep hearing about, I want a contract. I want a contract. You know, you've got more contract holdouts or contract issues than you do playoff wins. It's fair to criticize. All right, we're going to get Ray Fittipaldo at the top of the hour. First, want to tell you the 50-minute mark on the Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan weather, it's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, mostly sunny, a high of 86. We can go with Hines Ward. We can go with Eric Green. Lots of good 86s.
Do you like Eric Green being on there?
I do.
When I work with some of the younger guys, like I work with Jack Hillgrove on Sundays.
He doesn't know who Eric
Green
is.
Well, so it was a high of 93 one time. Does anyone come to mind when I say 93?
Joel Steed.
Okay, so I went Peter Nedved.
Oh, okay.
He did not know who that was. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm just way older than him. It was 95 one time. So I went, I think, Greg Lloyd. But I also threw in a Penguin.
95. Who'd you go? Alexi Morozov?
Yes. No idea who it was. So I guess I had to know my host demographic a little bit better when I'm putting some of these on there.
Yeah,
I figured
so
Eric Green would work for you.
Yes, I like it. That was my heyday, man. And, you can go. I get some of the 70s, but my wheelhouse is definitely more the Eric Green era, being 41. So, all right, Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette next here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This is Sean Myers bringing you Fan Headlines. The Pirates won via shutout 7-0.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.